Well, is your marriage look like it's over, or are you separated? Well, Dr. Gary Chapman says there's hope for you. There's a new book that he's written. It's called One More Try: What to Do When Your Marriage is Falling Apart. And he's with us right now. Good morning, Dr. Chapman.
Well, good morning, Todd. Good to be with you.
Really appreciate having you on the show, Dr. Chapman. And maybe for people who are at the point of separation, sometimes that's a good thing. Is that right?
You know, I'm very empathetic with people who get to the place where they just feel like, you know, we've got to separate. I can't handle this anymore. And so, you know, when I talk with them and they tell me we have no hope, we just don't see any hope in the relationship, I say to them, I can understand that after I've heard their story. You know, I can understand that. But why don't you go on my hope? Because I have hope for you. I've worked with a lot of couples through the years who came to the point of separation, and yet the marriage was saved because they were willing to take some steps to try to do things differently from the way they've been done in the past.
What if there's a case, Dr. Chapman, where there's the want to and the willingness on one side of the marriage, but not on the other side?
What I would say to that person is, say to your spouse, for example, I don't know how you feel, and maybe you are not willing to do any of this, but I'm going to go for counseling. And I would like for you to go with me, but if you don't, I'm going to go because I need help. And they may initially not respond to you, but they may, after a day or so, they may say, well, I'll go with you. So at least you're taking the initiative. And if they don't go, then I'd say go by yourself and let somebody outside the marriage, particularly a counselor who's trained, help you assess where you are and what might be done to take some positive steps.
Is it possible, Dr. Chapman, from your experience, for a marriage to recover from, let's just talk the big one, infidelity?
Yes, I've seen many marriages survive after that. It's a hard, hard road. There are few things that hurt an individual more than for a spouse to be unfaithful to them sexually. But if that person is willing to break off that relationship and willing to go for counseling, I believe there can be life after that, because genuine repentance can lead to genuine forgiveness. And then once we have forgiven, and remember, forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is a choice. It's a choice to remove the barrier that's been created and let them back into my life. And we began then to analyze what happened to our marriage. How did we get to where we were? What can we do? Listen, marriages can always be improved. People are looking for steps to take to improve the marriage.
Now, the book is called One More Try. Now, most people would be willing, you know, in certain circumstances, but what if there's been some abuse in the background?
Well, I think there's a place for tough love when there's been abuse. And what I mean by that is, if you're in an abusive situation and you feel like, you know, you're doing your part, I would say, first of all, be kind, treat them with respect, the person who's abusing you. Speak kindly to them, but there's a place to say, I don't know how you feel about where we are, but I love you too much to sit here and do nothing and let you abuse me and let our children see what's happening. Yeah. So I'm going to move in with my mother, or whatever it is you're going to do. I'm not abandoning you. I'm willing to go for counseling with you anytime you want to go. If you are willing to deal with the problem of the abuse, I'm willing to work on our marriage, but I'm not going to sit here and do nothing. I love you too much to do that. To me, that is a positive way to show tough love. And many times, that's the place where the person will be willing to go get help for their problem.
Can you share an example of a couple you know who's turned their marriage around in that way?
Yes. A couple that I met a number of years ago, and the wife took this approach after she had talked with me and I had talked with him. She took this approach. She moved out with her mother, and he then began to get counseling individually for his situation and why he was being abusive to her. And then the point came in which they both joined into marriage counseling, and after about 6 months in marriage counseling, they were ready to move back together. See, sometimes couples move back together before they've dealt with issues. Mm. And that's not a good idea because you just go back to the same old patterns. But if they get individual help, then you get marital help, there comes a place in which the two of you and the counselor agrees we're ready to move back together.
Mm. Well, you say 6 months, and right away people might think, wow, that's a long time. It might seem like a long time, but is 6 months reasonable? Something like that?
Well, I think it is. And I think here's the other issue. When you go through a separation and choose to go on through divorce, it takes 2 years to get back on level ground emotionally after you've gone through a divorce. And the most common problems people do if they do divorce is they get involved with somebody else within 6 months and they're married within 9 months down the road, and now they're into another mess in their marriage.
Yeah.
Because they had never healed and worked through the emotions of going through the divorce. So the answer is never running to somebody else and thinking, I'll marry somebody else and it'll be different, it'll be better. You can fall in love with someone else, to be sure, but those euphoric feelings have an average lifespan of 2 years, and you come down off that high, and now you're back in the real world, you know, married to a real person.
If you're at the edge, your marriage is, you know, on shaky ground, or you find yourself in a separation, this might be a great book that you can read over, maybe give to a friend. It's called One More Try, What to Do When Your Marriage is Falling Apart by Dr. Gary Chapman, the author of The Five Love Languages, and you can learn more at fivelovelanguages.com. Appreciate your time, Dr. Chapman.
Todd, it's always good to be with you. Thanks for all you're doing to help people.